Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum.
All righty. 877-NEW-1060, that's our phone number. Give us a call with your questions for my guest, Belinda Fuchs, who's talking about her 7-day system to take control of your money, how to invest in yourself. That's a great present, folks, and for yourself as well as other people in your lives. And, Belinda, how do people get a hold of this present?
The best bet is to contact our offices at 617-268-0600. Again, 617-268-0600. You can pick it up. We can ship it to you. Or just email us at info@ownyourmoney.com. And it will be available online just within the next couple of days at ownyourmoneystore.com, too. So make sure you get yours now so that you get it in time for Christmas. Or, you know, we're already in Hanukkah, so.
There you go. It's almost over.
Yeah, well, maybe you can catch it for day 8.
Yeah, that's the big one. Anyway, you were telling us about the 7-day system, and you've covered 3 days so far.
You
owe us 4 more.
I have. Almost halfway there. Ready?
There you go.
Okay. So day 4 now is called Fix the Money Leaks Now. Because money is literally leaking out as you spend, but you need to open your eyes. And this is all about shifting your perspective. And I say fix the money leaks now because it's that idea of someday we just keep putting off what we need to be doing. And I really think that right now, if you think of just one area that you can reduce your spending, and here's the tip, you have to do it. So I'd like to see you find that one area and get it done today. And that's part of the motivation that you get from listening to the program. And the new perspective that I encourage you to have, and as we said, first you have to be opening your bills and your statements and actually reading them. I think sometimes we just make it such a basic process. We get the bill and we just pay it that we don't actually review it. And that's what I want you to do, is to review it and look at each as money-making opportunities. This is where you get to be in control and have the power. Money management is a choice, and you get to choose how you want to be spending it. And I want to see that you're actually getting a return on your investment. Because what ends up happening much of the time is that we're spending money without getting a return on investment. So that when we're able to find these places that we can reduce it, we're often reducing our spending without sacrificing our lifestyle. And that's important for people to realize, because I think it's that fear that's one of the things that holds them back. And the Benjamin Franklin quote inspired me to even name this when he said, "A small leak can sink a great ship." Because basically what it is there can just be a few things that are literally draining your bank account. So I want to see you find what those are. I give you lots in the program that are the key areas that I see that people are often missing out on. Then day 5 is that now you've started to shift your perspective on the expense side. Now I want to see you shift it to the income side. Because it's when we believe our own non-supportive BS, remember that? When we believe those, our own belief systems, then, of course, Ron's like, I'm here.
That's what BS is all about.
Yeah. And what happens, though, is that we believe our own BS and then we limit ourselves. And when we only focus on the expenses, we're often falling into a poverty-conscious mentality. And this is the scarcity that people are feeling now. And so what ends up happening, though, is when you're doing that, you're often overlooking the income power that you could have. So if you're employed, I want you to think about, when was the last time that you've gotten a promotion or a raise? Are you getting paid what you deserve? If you're self-employed, you may not be charging what your value is really worth in the marketplace. If you're there, contact us, but also, and while you do, also look into our Small Business Success Program. We work a lot with small business owners to make sure that they're not stuck in potential and they're really moving to power when it comes to income. So the tip here for you is, where can you be expanding your thinking to be bringing in more money? And again, in the program, we go through a lot more detail. Now on to day 6, because our time is flying by and I want to make sure you get all 7 days of the system here as an overview. Day 6 is to take charge of your credit. So in here, we talk about knowing your credit score, making sure that you have a clean credit report, and aggressively paying off any debt you have. Because what I was finding, and I still find, is that most Americans have gotten way too comfortable with debt. So do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, without question.
Right, and we think, oh, it's fine. I have, say, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $50,000, $100,000 in debt. And I find that people have gotten way too comfortable with it. And so I've pulled some numbers that I want to share with you today. So if you had $5,000 of a balance and you're carrying it at a 15% APR, which nowadays is pretty moderate because I'll see people with APRs of 29% and 32%. But I just took something.
32%.
Yeah, so. I see that. And so it is outrageous. I agree completely. And so then you the interest that you're paying is almost double what I'm even going to talk about now then, but or more than double. So if you just pay 2% of your balance and you pay a monthly payment of $100 as a flat amount, that debt will take you 6.6 years to pay off and almost $3,000. Now though, if you instead pay a $300 monthly payment, you'll have that paid off 5 years faster and you'll save over $2,200.
Wow.
Now though, here's the extra tip, is that the way that credit card companies calculate your monthly payment is that it's as a percentage of what you owe, so that the amount keeps going down every month. So if you only pay the minimum in this example, if you just keep paying it at 2% of the balance, you'll actually pay over $7,500 in interest over 27 years. So the point there is for you to realize that you just can't keep putting it off to someday, that you have to take control now to get over this, to get through this, or you will literally be nurturing this credit card debt way longer than you've had whatever you purchased with it. Now, day 7, time your plan your time, and start talking. So here, you want to set goals and create a plan for yourself. And I teach you how to create money dates in your life and openly talk with your partner about your situation. If you'd like some support implementing the system, you'll likely want to speak with me directly. So when you contact us at Info to Own Your Money, we do have a special 1 hour that can go along with this coaching process and this program for you. So you can definitely speak with me or one of my coaches. And you can already save money with the special pricing that I'm offering today. So it's literally just in time for the holidays. And I'm so thrilled to have this in our hands to be able to offer, because it makes such a difference. I talked about literally $15 a day in 35 years at an 8% return is at $1 million. And that's a damn good start towards your retirement.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
I know a lot of people that used to have a lot more than that would be quite happy with $1 million today.
And it's so possible with just the $15 a day, but I think that we just keep putting it off, and we do what I call the it's only factor, where we say it's only $5, it's only $20, it's only $100, and this really does add up.
Oh, yes. All right. Is that the 7 days?
That's the 7 days. That's we got through all seven. And, so, you know, just think what's possible if they actually implement this as they head into 2010. It's a wonderful
indeed.
Thing, isn't it?
It's fabulous.
Financial security, confidence, yeah.
Quickly, because we only have a minute or so left, but can you give us 5 areas that people can find money in their lives?
Oh, sure. I'll run through them really quickly. There's a lot more in the system, or contact us. So here are the 5. I think of them in 3 major categories. 1, major expenses. You can look at refinancing your mortgage, for instance, and I would definitely think about it if you're in an adjustable rate mortgage right now or fixed over about 5.5%. Category 2 is recurring minor expenses. So those would include things like food, groceries, and then miscellaneous stuff that we pick up, clothes, shoes, other forms of retail therapy, that kind of thing. I think oftentimes our 401k is sitting in our closet, so that's important to notice. And then category 3 are habits. So are you buying water? Are you buying coffee? What are these things that you're – are you taking a cab? Do you have a cleaner once a week? How can you be shifting that to be taking control, to be owning your money in a whole new way? I had a client who paid $2,600 in bank fees in 2009. Before tax, that's $4,000. 5% of his income went towards this. So as soon as you can take control of your finances, he's now got a $350 credit, and he's putting $4,000 more in his pocket. So it's time to take control. I could keep talking for a long time, but our show is ending. So
yes, indeed. And
check
my guest
us out
has been
Money.
Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com. And go to OwnYourMoney.com when you can get a hold of your very own copy of the Invest in Yourself.
The program was wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants, which is responsible for its content.